has this giant 60s record collection. And this pirate radio station in his attic with a transmitter he built from the Allied catalog. His mom doesn't know the clothesline is his antenna, but it sounds better with mom's clothes on. Dave plays all the great songs that radio stations fire DJs for spinning. Those songs now have a home. Dave's broadcast is now being intercepted and beamed back to you via satellite.
Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities. Enjoy.
Dave the Rave wants to welcome everybody to my Relics and Rarities show. I'm all revved up and I'm ready to go. Woo!
Sounds like the theme of a game show, doesn't it?
Woo, I love it, though. Group called the Torquin.
Data Ravens, our Saturday night get-together. Special night tonight. Lloyd Thaxton and special guests as well.
Tonight.
shake it up, that's for sure. Long about 10, I'll be flying high. Day of the Rave, it's my Relics and Rarities show.
You better dig it, you hear?
Dig it. I love the record. Killer record to be there from about 1958 on the Talos record label. That's Bill Johnson and the Four Steps of Rhythm.
No, we don't.
And here comes the chatter and all that talk. Oh, yeah. Dave at DaveTheRave.com if you need to contact me. Here's the original Righteous Brothers. That's who these guys copied. Don and Dewey. Remind me not to buy these CDs anymore. I hate CDs. I'm up to use good old vinyl. This chatter drives me crazy. 732-866-4475 is my phone number as well. Come on, sing the record already.
Well, you say you're going to use two guitars.
Woo. Terrible, folks. My apology. That's better. Data Rave, our Relics of Rarity show. Lloyd Faxton coming up at 11.
Shop.
John Dewey.
Wow.
The Righteous Brothers have always said that that was definitely one of their big early influences. Don and Dewey going back to 1958. So many great rock and roll records came from 1958.
Relics
his mind from the No Static Attic, surrounded by all these cool 45s. Who pulled the Mark V from 1964 on the Blast record label? You make me lose my mind.
I got me a complication, and it's an old lecture. Consume my reputation, something more than what. I know it serves me right, but I can't sleep at night. Have to hide my face, or go some other place. Yeah, 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 yeah. I won't cry out for justice, admit that I was wrong. I'll stay in hibernation, till the dark subsides are gone. The social life's a dud, my name is really mud. I'm up to hearing lies. I'm down to size, to size.
every Saturday night. That scene is right here. Yes, the Relics and Rarities Vault. Data Rave getting crazy until the wee hours of the morning.
Hey, stay tuned for Dave the Rave's Discovery of the Week.
Of course, out of the 60,000 plus 45s every week, we love the Spotlight One record. It's a great one here, a group called Quadrangle.
The sky's falling, and I gotta run now. Why gotta give me away somehow? I hear it calling, even when I'm sleeping. Why take a face out of the crowd? She's a familiar now. And you know, I'll just be free. I feel that girl got me anyhow. About this girl turns me on. And even though she says she really did me, there's a little force inside that I keep saying, brother, you sell too fast. You need help. So why don't somebody help me? What's I do to him? So please.
Probably can tell why I picked that record out of the 60,000 plus 45s here in the No Static Attic. I love the record, that's why! She's Too Familiar Now, a group called the Quadrangle on the Philips record label. And speaking of the Philips label, you remember these guys, My Good Friends, whose new CD is coming out real soon. Talking about out of Newark, New Jersey, Richard and the Young Lions. We'll be right back. do my best to make it all right tonight. I think I found Lloyd Faxon. Lloyd Faxon lives. He's coming on the air at 11 p.m. That deserves to be higher than, I think, like number 99 in the top 100. Richard and Young Lions, they're working on the artwork right now, and the new CD should be out momentarily.
Watch out! Here comes another Relics and Rarities Sure Shot!
Yeah.
back to 1961. My big desire on the Maverick record label, that's Mr. Ronnie Dawson. This, of course, is Jimmy Gilmer and the Fireballs. But don't tell anybody!
I ain't gonna tell anybody that I've got a little girl like you. I ain't gonna tell anybody I've got a little girl to love me too. I'll tell no one, no one, that I've got a little girl like you to love me too. I ain't gonna tell anybody about the cute little way you walk. I ain't gonna tell anybody about the cute little way you talk. I'll tell no one, no one, that I've got a little girl like you to love me too. Big, big secret, so hard to keep. I'd like to tell everyone, everyone I meet. But if I tell one, I've got to tell two. I've got to keep a secret if I want to keep you. So ain't gonna tell anybody that I bought your wedding ring. Ain't gonna tell anybody. Ain't gonna tell no one a thing. I'll tell no one, no one, that I've got a little girl like you to love me too.
All right, I'm going to tell you. I don't care what he says.
I ain't gonna tell anybody.
I'm going to give you my phone number. It's area code 732-866-4475. That's 732 area code 866-4475. Of course, at 11 o'clock tonight, just about 20 minutes from now, we are going to try and find out if Lloyd Thaxton, if he really truly lives. All those rumors about the demise and the death of Lloyd Thaxton, we don't think they're true. We do believe that Lloyd Thaxton will be calling us, and we'll be talking to him live in about 20 minutes from now. Day of the Rave, it's my Saturday night Relics and Rarity show. We'll be digging to the rarities. This is early from Billy Joe Royal.
I know him well, Mr. Worry. I walk with him everywhere. I'd have never known care. I'd have never known care. I've counted teardrops with Mr. Blues. These left are my souvenirs. But if it wasn't for a woman, then I'd have never known tears. I'd have never known tears. I've talked with sadness, I've slept with gloom, I've known what heartaches were, but I've never known regret that I gave my heart to her. Though I've known sadness, though I've known tears, I thank the Lord up above. Never known love. I've talked with sadness, I've slept with gloom, I've known what heartaches were, but I've never known regret that I gave my heart to her. Though I've known sadness, though I've known tears, I thank the Lord.
Of course, years later, Billy Joe Royal had hits, but that one shouldn't have been a hit for him, that's for sure. The Allwood record label, for you record collectors out there, Billy Joe Royal, If It Wasn't For a Woman. calling me dumb? Well, I've been called worse. The bass man, Johnny Cymbal.
My baby used to treat me good. She loved me just the way she should. Now she's growing colder, and when I try to hold her, she starts to hum. Sometimes she stays away a week. Won't listen when I try to speak. I tell her how I miss her, but when I try to kiss her, she starts to hum. She said I'd marry her if I really cared, but I'm too young and I'm too scared. I was doing fine until the spring, when the wedding bells began to ring. She hums that tune each time we dance. A fella just ain't got a chance. But lately the melody is sure sounding good to me. Dum dum dee dum. Dum dee dum,
dum dee dum,
dum dum dee dum,
dum dum dee dum, dum dum dee dum, dum 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 dee dum, dum dum dee dum, dum 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 dee dum, dum dum dee dum, dum 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 dee dum, dum dum dee dum.
I hear you singing out there. I hear it. Of course, I'm doing it here in the studio as well. Johnny Cymbal made a lot of cool 45s. Dum dum dee dum, all that kind of good stuff here. We go to the phone line. Hi, who's on the telephone?
You calling me dum dum?
Well, I didn't say it, but Johnny Cymbal might have said it.
Okay, well, Derek might have said it.
Well, he wasn't Derek until years later.
I know, I know.
And of course, he did have a brother by the name of Derek.
He did? I didn't know.
Yeah, Johnny Cymbal had a brother by the name of Derek who supposedly, you know, Johnny recorded some records and Derek did some singing. I don't know. I was talking to Jack Gale, who, of course, in the early 1960s was Johnny Cymbal's manager. And there was some kind of a story. I didn't get it quite all. But one of these days we'll get to the bottom of the Johnny Cymbal slash Derek tale.
Well, we won't be getting it from Johnny Cymbal, right? I think he passed away, didn't he?
Well, we may be taking a trip to rock and roll heaven next week, so you never know.
Okay, but, you know, you've promised us Lloyd Daxton at 11 o'clock, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Well, you know what they say about making promises.
Don't break your promise? I don't know. What?
Don't make promises.
Wait, I'm losing you there. Are you on a cell phone?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, we've lost you. You sound like you're underwater, so I didn't quite get the request.
Don't Make Promises by Gary Puckett and the Union Gap.
Okay. Gary Puckett. Well, that was what? The B-side, wasn't it?
B-side of Woman, Woman.
Well, we like B-sides. As a matter of fact, we should welcome tonight. We've got a whole bunch of people who sent me some real nice email regarding the Lloyd Thaxton Show. There is a big mailing list. A bunch of record fanatics out there, like myself. And it's called the Forgotten Hits Newsletter.
Okay.
And they just love their records, their B-sides, those should-have-been-a-hit tunes. They call them forgotten hits, and we call it that, too, at times. But, in fact, if anybody would like to join the newsletter, you would, I guess, send an email to... that's a good question. What is their email? Let me see if I can find their email address over here. It's run by a gentleman by the name of Kent. And, you know, he sends me a whole bunch of emails that, quite frankly, are pretty damn interesting. It's, I'll get you the email sometime during the show today.
But
your request fits well with all those Forgotten Hits people, that's for sure.
This was a B-side of what may be a forgotten hit, but it's a Tim Hardin song, and I think they do a great job of it.
Well, let's take a listen to it. The Professor of Rock and Roll, thanks for calling.
No problem, Dave, and have a great show.
Take care now.
You seems the songs we're singing are about tomorrow. The tunes are the promises you can keep. Every moment bringing love I can only borrow. You're telling me lies in your sleep. Do you think I'm not aware of what you're saying, or why you're saying it? Chance forever, telling me lies in your sleep. Do you think I'm not aware of what you're saying, or why you're saying it?
Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, one of those great B-sides. I'm still looking for the email address. I'll have to go pull it off of the computer for the Forgotten Hits Group because it's a great newsletter. We want everybody to learn about all those great B-sides. Right now we go to the phone line. I think we got a call from Nashville, Tennessee. Good evening to you.
Hi, Dave. Steve Carroll here, or a.k.a. the daddy on the patio. I'm loving your show, brother.
Well, listen, man, I want to get on that patio with you, brother.
Come on down.
You got a nice, tall, cool one for me, or what?
That's it.
Now, come on, you're a radio disc jockey, aren't you?
That's right.
All right, come on, let's see. What can we ask? What can we put him on the spot? Tall, cool one. Who did the record?
Gosh, I don't know.
The Wailers. What was your answer?
Well, I don't know. I'm not as good as you, man. That's what.
The Wailers. What was your answer? The Wailers. What was that?
The Wailers.
Okay, I thought that's what you said.
For some reason, all I could hear was tall, cool woman in a black dress.
Well, you know, I know what you're thinking about now. I like what you must be drinking on that patio. Now, but what is the name of the radio station? What are the call letters of the radio station, Steve?
WSGI.
And is that a streaming on the Internet as well?
Right, WSGI1100.com.
And when can all of my great listeners out there hear the daddy-o on the patio?
On at 2 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday.
Okay, so that's like a regular gig for you.
Oh, yeah, that, you know, and I like, you know, we're not Clear Channel or any of that stuff, so I can
well, that means that
do
the,
what I want, you know.
You know, I was going to chime in and say that, but then I realized that I've got a show that's being aired on a Clear Channel station in Minnesota, so I got to be careful.
But I heard the last caller talking about Johnny Cymbal there, and a friend of mine, Austin Roberts, was best friends with Johnny Cymbal.
And of course, you know, Austin did one of the cool tunes that Austin Roberts did. Of course, he was involved in a lot of projects, as you well know. But I actually play on the show every now and then, Ricky Tikki Tata. He probably wants to forget about that one, but I like it. I do.
You know, he wrote the Scooby Doo cartoon, the Scooby Doo theme.
Well, he could probably retire then.
Well, he does quite well in IOU for Lee Greenwood. He's been here in Nashville for quite a while, and you know
he's very, as you may know, very active on the. And I love reading a lot of his posts. I'm kind of a guy who doesn't post a lot. Every now and then, I do. I'll list like a show that I have coming up. But I got to put in a plug also for the Spectropop people. Austin Roberts, of course, is very active on the Spectropop board.
Oh, so am I. Yeah, if you see that, we've got another meeting coming up. As a matter of fact, we get together. Ed Solomon.
I've seen his name on the board.
Ed actually started the group, and we meet over at his place. Ed is.
Is he the Flying Saucer Man?
Now, Ed is, he is the head man at the Country Music Radio Seminar, but he used to work for Dick Clark years ago. He's from Pittsburgh, and he, like yourself, has more records. His house looks like a record shop, but we just have the greatest time. We get there, we go over and meet over there maybe about once every couple of 3 months, and, guests come, like when Jack Keller was alive right before his passing, he came over, and, Tony Moon comes over, Clifford Curry, she shot a hold of my soul.
Yeah, sure, who's still very popular on the beach scene, as you probably know.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I still record, I have a group called Steve Gerald and the Sons of the Beach.
We play them all the time!
Yeah, that's me.
Okay, well, maybe not, but we're going to start playing them.
Yeah.
You'll have to send me the record.
Yeah, I've still got sand in my shoes, I guess, was probably our biggest.
Well, okay, you know, and a group copied that record called The Drifters.
Well, actually, see, the Drifters had before, they had Sand in My Shoes.
Okay.
And when I first moved to Nashville in 78, I was a background singer for Donna Fargo.
The happiest girl in the USA.
And I was real homesick, and being from growing up in Virginia and originally from North Carolina, so, you know, I had a lot of sand in my shoes, and I got real homesick. And I wrote, I've still got sand in my shoes, and
and sold a million copies.
Right. But actually, you know, it's we're quite proud of our little beach music song.
And by the way, on a serious note, very well, you should be proud because it's still strong. It sounds great, and of course, you know, part of that beach scene, as you well know, includes so many of the great R&B tunes that I love.
It certainly does. It certainly does. And you know, it's a lot of fun to get over there, you know, for the award show at about twice a year and see a lot of the groups. A lot of the groups, you know, are still recording good records.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
And of course, for some reason, they don't get played. You know.
Well, listen, I look forward to hearing your record. And if you could, Steve, one more time, it's the Daddy-O on the Patio. It's what are the call letters and the website that people can go to if they want to check you out on 2 to 5 p.m. Weekdays?
Yeah, it's WSGI1100.com.
Cool. I'm going to check it out.
100.com.
I'm going to call in a request, and you can try and stump me and make me look bad. I like that. And listen, let me quickly mention you mentioned Austin Roberts and these fellows on the Spectropop board. If you don't know this website, folks, it's www.spectropop.com. And it's a cool website. There was just a whole bunch of nice people, industry people, artists that are on that website. And I want to recommend it for those of you who have not been there. It's a website you definitely want to check out. And we will get you the email also for the Forgotten Hits people as well. And Steve, I want to thank you. Thank you so much for calling.
I'm real excited about Lloyd Thaxton. I hadn't heard of Lloyd in many years. And
you probably thought he was dead, like a lot of people, right?
Well, you know, I really didn't give it a lot of thought, but no, I didn't really think that. But
and I don't mean that mean-spirited, but there was actually this rumor, apparently, that had gone around. They thought Lloyd had passed away, and I didn't see the rumor. Obviously, I went looking for him, but a lot of people were just, you know, really ecstatic to find out that he's alive, and I can tell you, he's well. He sounds great, and we're going to have a great time with Lloyd tonight, I'm telling you.
I'm looking forward to it, and sometime when you have time, we'll exchange notes, and there's a lot of guys that live around Nashville that maybe you'd like to have on the show.
Well, I appreciate that very much, Stephen, and thank you so much for calling.
All right, take care. Have a great evening.
Okay, take care now.
Bye-bye.
the Vandellas. You can't go wrong with that Motown magic, that's for sure. My baby loves me. Dave the Babe, I'm going to take a train ride. I'm going to take the night train down to Nashville right now. Oh, yes, I am.
All aboard for the Relics and Rarities Super Express.
Going down to Nashville, look for Clifford Curry. Wanting to shoot a hole in my soul. Lloyd Thaxton. Be joining me momentarily. Oh, yes, he is. Taking a night train down to Nashville, Tennessee. Oh, yeah, I love that record. The man recorded a lot of cool records there on the Elf label, among other records. She shot a hole in my soul. She shot a hole. How do I sound, huh?
You don't sound bad, but I can do better.
Well, who? You can do better than me?
Yeah.
Let me hear you sing the record.
She shot a hole in my soul, yeah.
Woo!
Fucking all over town. Calling her name and trying to find her.
She shot a hole in my soul. Ladies and gentlemen, down in Nashville, Tennessee, it's Mr. Clifford Curry. Well, great to hear from you, Cliff.
Man, it's so good to talk to you and David. Thanks so much for playing my music, man. It's really been great. I really want to thank you.
Well, listen, I guess you're hooked up with a computer because you must be listening to the show. Oh, he's got it on. Okay, because you know what? If you...
Steve Gerald.
Okay, Steve. Who wrote that million-selling record about I Got Sand in My Shoes?
That's right. That's right.
Listen, this is getting so wild and crazy tonight here. You know, Lloyd's going to be, you know, be knocking on my door and saying, let me in there. Now, by the way, did you ever play... You didn't ever do the Lloyd Thaxton show, did you?
No, I didn't. I sure didn't.
You know, because if you did, you know you would have had a million-selling record. If America could have heard your record, it would have been a million-selling record.
Man, I wish I could have done that, Dave. I really could do, man. But somehow or another, I missed it somehow. I don't know how.
Clifford, believe me when I tell you, you know, if you get to know me, I wish it would have happened for you also. I really do. And, you know, I got quite a few of your Elf 45s. I know you were on some other labels also. What else? Who else did you record for beside Elf?
Oh, Lord, I did one song for Shelby Singleton, FSS International, the last things I've done here have just been local labels here.
Well, locally, I know on the beach scene, Cliff, you're pretty big. I've heard a lot of amazing people reviewing your shows and saying Cliff sounds great.
Yeah, well, I've been fortunate enough to do that circuit over there for my career and everything. Maybe that's why I missed out on a lot of other things, man, because I was doing that set over there, you know, but my main you know.
Well, you know, you are nationally known, and it's sad to say, I am embarrassed by this, but it's sad for me to even think about the fact that you're nationally known overseas, in Europe in particular, the UK.
Right.
You know, because this country, I've said this many times before, this country should be ashamed of itself, because so many of the great black R&B singers out there who we should be, you know, so thankful for the great records that they've given us.
That's
and,
right.
And to see the UK people adoring you the way I wish my countrymen were doing. Sometimes I'm embarrassed by that, but I'm...
I agree wholeheartedly, Dave. You hit the nail right on the head.
Yeah.
True, and everything, and I guess this is why some of the people like me, that makes music their passion, their life, and everything, thrive to make their life livelihood and enjoy doing it, don't get the recognition that they deserve.
Well, I can appreciate that. And, you know, I bet you Lloyd Faxon, hearing your record, probably says, man, if I was on TV, I'd have him on my show.
Oh, man, I sure would like to have that, because much as I watched that show, man, and dreamed I could be on it, and I never got the opportunity.
Well, listen, I am so glad that you are
so
part of...
Can I get to that off your website? Where are you out of?
Yeah, I'm... Well, you know what? If you said you're in touch with Steve.
Yeah.
If you ask Steve to please send me your phone number, I'd like to get you on the show one day, and we could talk some more.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll do that and send it to you myself if I can get... You don't know
who to... Oh, it's Dave at DaveTheRave.com.
Dave at DaveTheRave,
R-A-V-E, Dave@DaveTheRave.com.
Okay, then.
And thank you.
DaveTheRave.com.
Right, Dave@DaveTheRave.com. Cliff, I honestly, I can tell you from the bottom of my heart, this has been a big thrill for me because...
I'm glad Steve turned me on to you, man, because... Man, I've been in touch with you a long time ago, had I known.
I appreciate that. Come on, one more time. Give me a little bit of that she comes.
She shall in my soul. I'm walking all over town, calling her name and trying to find her.
Listen, I'm going to play a record. I was going to play it for Lloyd Faxon, and I'll send it out to you as well. It's a record called Marching Coast to Coast. And I'm playing it for Lloyd and for yourself as well because... You know, Faxon, he marched coast to coast on nationwide TV, and I wish it would be for you as well. So, Cliff.
I got another couple of CDs out right now, and when I get to address where to send them, I won't send them to you.
Okay, well, you send me an email, I'll send you a reply back for sure.
I sure will.
Cliff, thank you so much.
Thank you, and God bless you. Thank you so much for your support of me and my music, man.
Well, thank you, and take care now.
Hey, kiddies, the president says you've been walking the mouth.
David Rave is marching. We indeed will be marching coast to coast with a man who did it on TV, Lloyd Faxon. I think he's getting close to the Relics of Rarities vault.